10. Zoology. Listen to a discussion in a zoology class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
You've probably heard of whales or dolphins communicating with each other through song, or of scientists teaching apes sign language. But prairie dogs might have the most sophisticated form of language among the animal world. A researcher at an Arizona university has been conducting studies that may prove that prairie dogs communicate with a complex language that contains nouns, verbs, and adjectives.
How do they know that the prairie dogs aren't just making a bunch of noise?
Well, the prairie dogs may sound like they're just making a series of barks and yips. But this researcher and his team digitally recorded these sounds and analyzed them. They found specific repeated patterns in the sounds. They continued to do further research and found that the prairie dogs had distinct terms for specific animals and people. These scientists even found sounds distinguishing different colors or different rates of speeds for their predators. So, then, do prairie dogs know this language from birth? Not exactly. This prairie dog language is learned through experience. Scientists know this because their language isn't universal. In fact, there are different dialects, that is, varieties of this language ranging between areas of New Mexico, Arizona, and Colorado. Also, it appears that the prairie dogs have the ability to make up new words. The researcher displayed black cardboard cutouts of coyotes, skunks, and oval shapes. While the prairie dogs had never come across anything oval-shaped in the wild, they were still all able to learn the same sound when they were presented with the oval shape.
Why would prairie dogs need their own language?
Yeah, they aren't very advanced animals. The fact that they aren't very advanced actually has a lot to do with it. How can I explain this? Let's see. Just about every animal in the desert is trying to eat them, and they don't have any way of defending themselves. So they need to be able to tell each other stuff like, "Look out! That red hawk is coming fast!" Without such a complicated language, the prairie dog would probably be extinct.
1. What is the discussion mainly about? Two. Why is the professor discussing prairie dogs?